Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Lori Bradner, President of Inspiring Educational Systems Incorporated and Director of School Operations for Tailwheels, etc. from Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Florida Aviation Network. We are broadcasting live and in the clear from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, where we are here celebrating the 49th annual Sun and Fun. We have had absolutely gorgeous weather this week. We will be here through Sunday, so be sure to come down to Lakeland, Florida and see us here. One of the best parts of my job is to absolutely talk with individuals that are, I'm going to say champions of aviation, champions for children, champions for education. And I am so honored right now to have KT Bud Jones from Stallion 51 with us today in the studio. KT, thank you.
Oh, it's my honor to be here. Enjoy sharing with you all every year.
I love it. And I have to tell you, I saw your name on the schedule and I was like, yes, I won the lotto. So I kicked Ben out of the seat and said, she's mine. I get to talk to her. KT, I know that we had an opportunity. It was my first time about a month and a half ago to actually meet you in the hangar at Stallion 51, and we had a chance to talk. But today, before we get into that, I'd really like, it's so important. I know at the Big Bash, I wanted to just send the microphone over to you to talk a little bit about the ACE program and the ACE winner. And can you just tell us all about this program and the mission, the vision, the mission? And I don't know if I can ask if you can tell us the winner.
Ooh, well, we did announce the winner last night, so the cat is out of the bag.
Okay, good. I didn't want to give anything away. No. So tell us a little bit about with Stallion 51. Tell us a little bit. Can you tell us about the origin of the ACE program and what it is for our viewers that may not know? And just a little bit about the mission and the vision.
Well, the ACE program has been going on quite a while. Now, that's not something that I know a great deal about other than I know how we help support
okay.
it.
That's perfect.
Their whole mission is, it says here, engage, educate, accelerate the next generation of aerospace professionals.
Love it.
Accelerate. I
yep.
like that.
Yep.
And they do engage them, and they do inspire them. And we saw that for ourselves during this last week. We had the kids come out a month or so ago, the whole group. They're about, I think, around 16 or so. No, I'll take that back, 20.
Okay.
That had applied to this strata. And this is the ninth year of this ACE program that they're doing, the Stratus program. And they're sort of selected for people or kids who want to do a little bit more to get a little bit more.
Right.
Learning, the more you put in, the more you get out, right?
That's
how
right.
how to make connections. What else is out in the community? They went to control towers. They went to other airports. They came and toured at Stallion 51. Getting an idea what's out there in aviation to be involved in.
Now, was this the finalist group?
Well, it was the semifinalist.
The semifinalist,
yes.
Okay.
And from that group.
And they're high school?
Yes,
students?
Seniors.
Okay.
Seniors.
Seniors.
Rochelle Floyd,
okay.
who is in charge of that group,
yep.
selected six.
Okay.
And those six were going to meet with us and have an interview at our bus on the Warbird flight line at the Mustang Corral.
Okay.
Angela and myself and Beth and Lee sitting and talking with them. So they're on the spot. They're sitting there going, all right, I've got to, I said, I remember my email to them, bring your best person forward.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Right.
Be prepared with that 30-second elevator speech.
Got it.
And they just knocked it out of the park.
That's
and
awesome.
I, last night at the Bash, which
awesome.
Was very successful, where we got to announce the winner.
Right.
I started out the conversation with, after this week, I have hope. I have hope for our future yeah. of a country, of a nation. If we have kids like this, I have hope for the future of aviation. I have hope because of what the quality of citizen they are producing at this program. It's amazing. And they all felt the same way, that they said, not that they were lost, but that they lacked a little, maybe a little direction until they got into this Stratus program. So it's helped them fine-tune where to go so they have a launching point. You know, we all know that, you know, you get into college and you start at one major and you end up in another. We all know that happens, but at least you're going in a direction.
It's forward motion.
That's right. You can change your direction if you're moving. You can't change your direction if you're not moving.
That's right.
And so these kids all have a focus. They all have a determination, and they know how to get there. They've learned the skills. And so these last six, these finalists, we listened to them, and they were all very impressive. Some wanted to go into the Air Force. Some were going into naval aviation. One wanted to be learn how to be a director of an airport. I mean, all the engineering, all
that's
different aspects.
That's Gene Conrad.
Yeah, that's right. So we said, well, we'll be seeing you here in a few years.
Right, exactly.
And from that interview, we got to know them a little bit. And it was about a half hour interview. We put them on the spot. They were all very composed.
Okay.
Amazing. I'm going, they're just, obviously, you're mature adults into young person's body. I don't know where they came from, but they weren't me in school.
Right.
One of the best stories is, well, what's your grade point average? Lee asked. Now, he said 4.0, but 4.5 weighted. And several of the kids said that. And Lee finally said, what's weighted mean? He says, well, if you take advanced placement or college courses, and you get an A in it, now you get more credit.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I sort of had that weighted grade point average from all the time I was in detention, and mine was the other way weighted. So I had a hard time relating to how focused and good these kids were.
Right.
But the best of the best out of this, the one that we would pick, sort of filled a role of flight lead, and that's what I call them. We're picking the flight lead. And that flight lead, not only in a squadron or in a formation flight, who leads the way, who's looking out for the rest. I mean, when you're flying formation, you're not looking at anything but the person on your wing and those points where you're keeping.
Right.
You don't know if there's anything ahead of you. You don't know if there's traffic or birds or anything else.
Right.
It's the flight lead that does that.
Right.
And so just like a flight lead in a formation, these kids, we wanted to pick the one that was a flight lead in life. Not only for himself or herself, but for their fellow students who did mentorship, that inspired kids through the Young Eagles program, anything like that that gave back, that did more than just nose to the grindstone, but realized it's a bigger world out there that they need to be part of and contribute to. And so that's how the term flight lead came about. And it was a tough decision, but are we ready?
Yes.
Colby Lee is the one that's going to be flying with Lee. And that's what happens when the flight lead, when we pick the flight lead, he has the opportunity of a lifetime to fly from Sun and Fun on Sunday with Lee back to Kissimmee. And of course, normally that would take about 10 minutes. It's an hour flight. And he's up and he's at the controls. We've had several women also win flight lead. So it's not just, I shouldn't say he, but in this case, Colby. And he'll be putting on his flight suit and his helmet and going up and flying with Lee and experiencing the Mustang, you know, firsthand.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you, what was it, you know, I wish Colby was here.
Yes.
I wish that we had Colby.
He's busy
here.
Volunteering.
He's, of course, because he's giving back.
Yes,
he's
he
flight
is.
Lead.
Yes.
But what was it, KT, what was it that stood out? Is there anything, is there something about his story that stood out or a characteristic?
I think I'm speaking for Angela.
Sure.
Because this is really her program and I just help out with
it. Right, and I know she's on a flight here.
Here, in the plane with Lee in Crazy Horse on the way here.
I got you. And if we're looking at our monitors, and I believe we've got a great team, and they're, if you look over there, they're actually, they've got some pictures, and so this is some of what.
Oh, there's Lee doing the.
There's Lee doing this, and we're going to have, wow, just wow. And so this is some of what Colby is going to be experiencing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Not that low, not at air show level,
right,
but yes.
Right, but no, that's awesome. So what was it in that the group that interviewed, can you pinpoint something that stood out about Colby?
Well, that is hard because they all were good. They all were good. But he had a demeanor about him. He had a presence that I know where I'm going. I know what I want to do. He wanted to go to Auburn and go into be a naval pilot.
Okay.
And then after he was done with his tour of duty with them, 10 years, whatever it is. He said, I'd like to get into Warbirds. I went, okay.
Yeah. Okay, take our cards.
Oh, yeah. But he just had a quiet confidence about him.
Yeah.
He knew who he was, but still seemed open to what the future would hold and how the future would change him to the better.
What was his reaction? I have to ask. I was not able to be at the bash, and I know that you make the big announcement. So I have to ask, what was his reaction when his name was called? I mean, I can't imagine.
He was gracious.
Was he?
Oh. He was gracious. He was gracious to all of his the other participants.
Oh,
the other.
Katie.
He was gracious, and they were gracious in return. They're so adult-like. Where were these people when I was growing up?
Yeah, no, that wasn't. I don't remember school being, especially the high school.
So they get it.
Yeah,
they get it, and they get it for each other. They seem to be genuinely thrilled for someone else as well. Though I know all of them wanted it, and they really gave it their best effort.
Of course.
But, yeah, he was gracious, and he was appreciative, and he came up in the middle of this, and he gave his 30-second, I want to thank blah, 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 and he gets it.
That, you know what, this is such a wonderful program. How long has Stallion 51 been doing this?
Nine years. And it has really, Rochelle has really developed it, and her whole staff has really developed it into quite an extensive program. These kids are really prepared. Each year they're more prepared for the real world.
Yeah.
More prepared to interact with people. I said, it is who you know, guys. It's who you know.
It's not what you know.
You've made connections here. You might not have gotten the flight lead seat, but you have made connections with important people in the industry who also have connections, who on and on and on. It's all about that.
That's
as you see here at Sun and Fun, you can't walk more than 5 minutes without running somebody you know, or somebody you know who knows somebody you know. It's a small world. It's all family who will help you out if you are willing to help others out.
Right.
What goes around comes around.
Now, let me ask you, I know that you're here all week. I know that Stallion 51 you're at the Mustang Corral.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us. And I understand that, I think that Lee actually flew. Are you flying in the shows?
He's going to be opening the Saturday night show, which he always does.
Going to be here. No? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My gosh, that is awesome.
That's sort of tradition.
It is.
And then Mad Max and The Little Witch, which are often at Stallion 51.
Okay.
They have been doing a formation aerobatic routine. And they'll be doing that Sunday, I believe.
Okay, during the day.
During the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we're there in the flight line. People can come and see the planes. I mean, we talk Mustang.
Right.
We speak Mustang. Come and talk to us.
Exactly.
We'll tell you all about it and share the history and inspire you to want to join us in the cockpit.
I love it. And I understand that there's also... again, we had the benefit, and it was such a wonderful opportunity to go to your hangar and to be there. And we also had the joy of meeting your husband.
Yeah.
And I understand that there's a special tribute that I wanted you to talk to people about when they're talking about warbirds and flights. There's a special flight on Sunday that's going to be going back to the Kissimmee Airport that people can be a part of. And can you talk a little bit about what Sid is doing and what you're going to be doing?
Well, that's actually through the Delaware Aviation Museum Foundation.
Right.
And they are obviously based in Delaware. And that's with Panchito, the B-25 Panchito. But the thing that last night, it's all about the history. Let me preface it with that. We're all in this because of the history of the warbirds. It's not just because they're great planes, which they are.
They are.
But they hold stories that they still want to tell.
Yeah.
For years, Sid and I both worked at Tom Riley's Vintage Aircraft right there at Kissimmee Airport. And I remember the first time I drove up, and there are the noses of three B-25s looking at me driving up. And I said, that's like Mount Rushmore. Excuse me, goosebumps. That's like Mount Rushmore. You are witnessing history right there. And they're waiting to tell it again. And because people like Tom Riley and Stallion 51, those airplanes are brought back to life to tell the story again and again and again.
That's awesome.
And that's what Larry has done with his B-25, a chance to tell the story. Okay. And he does it through these living history flights. It's going to happen. If you want to know more about it, come to the flight line.
Okay.
It's going to be Sunday afternoon as they're leaving Sun and Fun.
Okay.
And opportunities there. You should stop by. It's Absolutely. Right down the ramp from the Stallions Mustang Corral. We're going to have two Mustangs out front this time. Crazy Horse and Yay. Crazy Horse 2 are going to be out
they're
there.
They're going to be there great.
Facing each other.
Okay.
But it is a lot about sharing the history. It's not just about flying something cool
and
hot.
Now, with the B-25 Panchito, people are actually going to have an opportunity to fly. They can actually get a living legacy. They can get a living history flight.
Yes.
How
yes.
do they do that? How
they
are they
need to go stop over at the Panchito.
Okay.
And check in with them and see what's available if they want to book a flight.
Okay.
And while they're, stop and talk to us about, right now we've been very, very, very busy at Stallion flying because we do not just orientation flights, right. but we also do checkout training. So when yes. someone buys a Mustang or has the opportunity to fly a Mustang through a nonprofit organization, a museum, right. they need to be checked out. I mean, you're flying a $5 million airplane.
Yeah.
So we're really busy with those checkout programs. And anybody who's an enthusiast, a pilot or just an enthusiast
right.
who wants to fly a Mustang, we do those orientation flights and give them a chance to, at the controls, feel what it's like,
And you're right around the corner.
Right
You're right around the corner. Well, that's, again, I know that you can't talk about Sun and Fun without talking about Stallion 51.
No, we've been here for 36 years.
I was going to say, you've been here a long time, even though we're celebrating the 48th and the 49th annual, as long as I've been coming.
As long as Lee has owned Crazy Horse,
he's been
here sharing it.
That's awesome. And, hopefully, I'm hoping that we can get him in here and talk with him a little bit as well. But, KT, we would be remiss if we didn't give a huge congratulations to Colby and to all the winners. And, like you said, to Rochelle Floyd, who really has done a bang-up job with the education piece. Before we wrap up, before we go, KT, you have so many pearls of wisdom that you've dropped as you've talked, and I always learn when I interview you and when I get a chance to talk with you. If there was something that you could say to the next participants in the Stratus, a piece of advice, sage advice that you could give them, that you could tell them as they get ready to prepare for next year's competition, what would it be?
I'd say, and no pun intended, expand your horizons. Think outside that box.
That was a little bit funny,
by the way. A little bit there.
Yeah, no, you'll be here all week.
Okay. Boom. Because all of a sudden, a young person that we interviewed had been interested in engineering, spent some time with Mr. Conrad, and now he's interested in airport management. Look outside the box.
Okay.
Stretch your horizons.
Yes.
Because here you come. Sky's the limit. You can do anything you really put your mind to.
Yes.
And all I have to do is put the effort in, put the smash in.
Yeah.
It's yours.
And I love what you said. And this is great advice for all students, whether they're K through 12 or even our post-secondary. What I love is the more you put in, the more you're going to get out.
Absolutely.
And that is sage advice. It's hard work. Put the work in. And it will pay dividends in the end. That is awesome. And KT, I know that I want to encourage everyone, all of our viewers here at the Florida Aviation Network, if they have an opportunity and you have an opportunity to come here to Sun and Fun and visit us here in Lakeland, Florida, you do not. They've got to go down. They've got to go down to the Mustang Corral. They have to go down and speak Mustang because it is just, it's life-changing.
It is.
KT, it's life-changing. And will you be there all week as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Our whole crew is there, and you feel the passion. It's addictive. You feel the passion for the history and the planes and what they can do and what they have done and what they can teach you.
Yeah. And you know what I want to say as an educator, as a teacher, I want to say thank you to you and to Stallion 51 and to Angela, who I know cannot be here. Thank you for coming in. I know that she's flying in right now. So Angela, we miss you. We're going to catch you. We'll catch you on the flip side. We're going to catch you next time. But thank you for being such a support. Thank you for inspiring the next generation of not only aviators, but young people that are going to go into science, technology, engineering, math, all of those fields.
Yes, if we did, I really believe it's important if we're going to have a future in aviation, we really need to inspire and encourage, because 600,000 pilots are not going to keep airports open. It's people in general going, this is a right and a need, and a God-given right to be able to do this. So let's support it.
Let's support it. Well, I tell you what, KT, I can't thank you enough for being with us. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us here at the studio. Once again, my name is Lori Bradner. I'm with the Florida Aviation Network. We are broadcasting live and in the clear at the 49th annual Sun and Fun. We've had glorious weather all week. Make sure you bring your sunscreen, because I think you're going to definitely need it out there. But we look forward to seeing you here in Lakeland, Florida at Sun and Fun. I'm Lori Bradner with Florida Aviation Network. We'll see you here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.